Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Sacramento Kings and the Utah Jazz. Sacramento comes in with a record of 43-27 on the year, while the Jazz are 34-36. Over their last 10, Sacramento 8-2 on a three-game winning streak, while Utah 5-5 over that span won their last game. Here are the numbers. Sacramento averages 121.1 per game and surrenders 118.2, while Utah scores 117.2 and surrenders just the same. As far as turnovers are concerned, 13.7 per game by the Kings, 15.1 by the Jazz. Utah 47.3% from the field, Sacramento 49.7%. Three-point shooting, 37.1% for the Kings, 35.8% for Utah. And the Jazz, 78.9% from the free throw line, 79.7% for Sacramento. Lastly, bench scoring, 37.3 points per game from Sacramento's bench, 39.1 from Utah's second squad. So both teams' benches can score in bunches. This is the third time this year these two teams are playing. The Kings won the first two games. They are the road team in this one, however. They are likely to be without Kevin Huerter, who's listed as questionable. Utah has Colin Sexton out. Jordan Clarkson is questionable. I think the Clarkson injury is key. If he doesn't play, I think the Jazz don't have quite enough to keep up with this Kings team. Ordinarily, they would. They're one of the better scoring teams themselves, but the Kings are better even under ideal circumstances between these two clubs. So I got Sacramento on the road. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Sacramento and Utah. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer with Stacking NBA with a betting preview between the Sacramento Kings and the Utah Jazz. The lines are currently open and it favors the Sacramento Kings on the road, sitting at 6 overall in the spread with the over-under of 239. Now, when we look at these two teams on offensive end, the Kings right now the number one team in offense when it comes to points per game, averaging 121.1. While the Utah Jazz are not them bad themselves, sitting just outside the top five when it comes to points per game, sitting currently at number six, averaging 117.2. The difference is both of these teams are struggling when it comes to points allowed. Right now, Utah's been averaging and allowing 117.2, while the Kings are not that bad in themselves, currently ranked 27th overall in the NBA, averaging and allowing 118.2. Now, if you add this all up right now, you're probably looking at the over, especially when it comes to the points that they both allow. And I would consider taking that right now. If you look at the last five matchups overall, the over has been favored 4-1 overall. And if you just want to take it to Utah, that over still has been favored 4-1 in that category too. So I would definitely lean and take the over in that one. One player I'm definitely going to take the over on right now is De'Aaron Fox. He's currently right now sitting at 25.5. You look at his last eight games right now, he's been averaging 24.5, but look at what he's been averaging against Utah. He averages around 30.5, so I'll definitely lean and take the over on the points for De'Aaron Fox. I would also take the over on the assist numbers for Sabonis right now, sitting at 7.5. His last 10 games, he's been averaging 8.6, and he averages around 8 assists against Utah. So I would consider taking the over on the assist numbers for Sabonis. And I would probably consider taking the over on the rebounds, too, because his last 10 games, he's been kind of trending upwards, averaging 13.3. Lean and take the over on that one. And the points, too, for Sabonis right now, currently at 19.5. Look, against Utah, he averages around 24.5. His last 10 games, he's been averaging around 22. I would definitely lean and take the over on the points. One player you can always take the points on is Lauri Markkanen right now. He just coming off of averaging around his last nine games, 29 points, is currently sitting at 27.5. And he averaged around 32 points in two games against the Kings. Take the over on the points for Lauri Markkanen. Now, when it comes to the spread overall, I do like the Kings right now. And if you look at their last 25 meetings in Utah, they've been favored against the spread 15-7-3. So I would definitely lean towards the Kings in the spread here, and I would take the over in this game as well. That's our look at the Sacramento Kings and the Utah Jazz. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.